to an item which begs for a sound effect introduction, but we mustn't because we don't want to break the law. We're talking about the emergency broadcast system. Every so often, all American radio and TV channels sound a squawking, grating alarm to test the system, which in theory would be used to alert everyone to a threat. Obviously, we don't want to cause any alarm by playing the alarm, so we're just going to talk about the alarm. There's a new addition to it to keep up with the times, a text message alert. At 14:20 later today, everyone, and we mean literally everyone, is going to receive a presidential alert. It's a text from the president, and it's the first test of the latest bit of the emergency alert system. You cannot opt out. The move, however, isn't supported by everyone. There are some interesting issues behind this and history as well. And we got it from Andrew Fascini, who is with Harvard Kennedy School Belfer Center.
The alert system has been around for about 55 years as a way for the president to quickly send a short message to the nation in the case of pretty much only sudden nuclear attack, where there was not a lot of time to furnish a message. That message was always going to be carried on radio and television. And most Americans will probably recognize the shrill attention tone that it broadcast or from the regular tests that have been going on.
Right.
But tomorrow's is different because tomorrow's will be the first time a system that was built over the last few years to allow a broadcast directly to cell phones is being used.
Right. It's interesting, isn't it, though, because cell phones have been around for a while. It's as if the government is catching up a little bit late.
Right. This was actually implemented a couple of years ago during the Obama administration as a way to say the civil defense status, that is the emergency alert system, needs to be modernized. And now that we have this new phenomenon, which is to say everyone in America more or less has a cell phone on their person, wouldn't it be nice to be able to reach them immediately?
All television and radio channels would come together and would broadcast from wherever the president was or do a sort of a pre-recorded broadcast.
Essentially, yes. There was a FCC requirement, the Federal Communications Commission in the U.S., that you had to participate if you were a public broadcaster or a private broadcaster, for that matter. Mm. So if you were one of the primary channels for your city or your region, you would be made to carry a message. The emergency alert would go off and it would say, this is a message from the White House. Stay tuned for more information. Stay on this channel.
And they would do tests. So Americans were familiar with the sound, but they would be told this is a test of the system, of the emergency broadcast system.
Yes, there was a required monthly test and some places did weekly tests as well. But often, you know, it was at midnight or a little bit later. So a lot of people found out by when they snoozing on the couch, it would wake them up in a very shrill way.
That sounds like a cultural thing. This is a trope that only Americans know, that people outside America wouldn't know. That's a great detail. I love that. So do people talk about this?
There has been this rising tide of awareness where people are realizing that this is something that's going to happen. This is coming straight to everybody. And I think the part that's really getting people burned is the fact that it will be labeled at the top of the text message that arrives as presidential alert.
Yeah. A social media message from President Trump. That wouldn't be confusing, would it?
No, I think at some point or another, that is what everyone is fearing, is that the system will be taken away from its original purpose and that we'll suddenly get an emergency alert to the entire nation that says, no collusion. But there are also two roadblocks, I think, to having that happen, right? The first one is that is illegal. They did set this up to say there is a way to use this and is only for emergency situations. And anything else, especially politically, would be illegal. Now, a lot of people say, well, maybe that doesn't slow you down. The legal part won't stop someone who has already done so much to scandalize the country. But the actual activation procedures, it would go from the White House and Trump's authority only, but the procedures would be handled by FEMA. So the officials there would have a modicum of oversight, to say the least. I don't think that it would be like his Twitter account where he has unconstrained access at any time.
Right. So it is slightly filtered by the emergency management's people. Presumably, you can't reply to this text.
Right. And I loathe to think of what would happen if someone else took control of this system, though, and sent some message either in farce or in, you know, duplicity to the entire country in the wrong moment. Right. That would be a worse situation almost than having a real message come through at an untimely time.
Yeah, reply all would lead to trouble, wouldn't it? Andrew Fassini of the Belfer Center at the Harvard Kennedy School. Just to spoil your anticipation, the message you're going to get says this. This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed.
But coming from the, you know, are we going to get all caps lock, for example?
Well, this is the thing. In fact, what Andrew and other people are interested in is the kind of the fact that many people who have a partisan attitude to the current occupier of the White House will just kind of go, I don't want a message from the president, I'm just going to ignore it, even when it could be quite important. Mm. And likewise, if somebody else were in the White House, the other half of America would possibly avoid it as well. As he was saying, it is filtered. The president can't really send a personal message, but bear in mind that these false alarms do actually happen. Remember Hawaii?
Yeah.
There was a false alarm of a ballistic missile attack, which went on for 38 minutes before the plug was actually pulled. The noise, by the way, I'm quite pleased we can't play it to you. I was playing it on my computer when I came in, and suddenly the whole office was looking at me. It's that screeching and unpleasant. You don't want it. Andrew Fassini, thank you very much indeed. Keep your phones ready, guys. 20 past 2, 1420. Beep.